from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting, Washington critical of the Assad-Putin meeting in Moscow. The White House Wednesday criticized Russia for hosting Tuesday's meeting with embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. A White House spokesman said giving Mr. Assad the red carpet treatment after he used chemical weapons against his own people sparked a civil war and ensuing humanitarian crisis is at odds with Russia's stated goal of a political transition. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Washington was not surprised by the visit.
Moscow and Damascus have a relationship, have had one. Obviously now Russian military aircraft and military forces are increasing their support in tangible ways to the Assad regime. So that they continue to do that remains just as much an issue of concern for us as it was before his visit to Moscow.
During the meeting with Russia's President Putin, Mr. Assad thanked Russia for its intervention, saying it stopped the spread of terrorism. South African President Jacob Zuma to meet Friday with student and university leaders to end protests over planned tuition and fee hikes. More than a dozen universities have temporarily closed amid the swelling wave of protests. Protesters clashed with police outside Parliament in Cape Town Wednesday. Student Samil Dondasha admits there's no perfect time to demonstrate.
When is the perfect time to protest? If we had protested 2 months ago, people would have said, oh no, you shouldn't have protested now. It's too late. You should have done it in January. If we protest in January, oh no, the year just started. You'll scare the first years. If we protest in March, no, we're about to go on holiday. There's no perfect time for a protest. This is not the right time. We're about to write exams. When is the perfect time?
Protests began last week over a proposed 10% increase. Since then, the Twitter hashtag #FeesMustFall has spread across social media platforms. This is VOA News. Information from the private email account of the Director of Central Intelligence, John Brennan, is being made public. WikiLeaks has posted several documents, including what appear to be drafts of the challenges facing the U.S. intelligence community, as well as recommendations for how the U.S. should deal with Iran. A CIA spokesman says there is no indication any of the documents released are classified. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Berlin meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to look for concrete ways to end violence that's killed 8 Israelis and more than 40 Palestinians. He plans to talk with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Jordan at the end of the week. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday said he's not optimistic following talks with both Israeli and Palestinian leaders.
I have been urging both Israelis and Palestinian leaders to tell their people correctly that there should be no killings. I know that the people are angry and frustrated, particularly the young people of the Palestinians, when their life has always been under occupation. They do not have much hope.
3 weeks of violence following Palestinian rumors, Israel planned to take over an East Jerusalem holy site. Revered by both Jews and Muslims, Israel denied that. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has called an emergency meeting of EU and Balkan leaders as refugees and migrants fleeing the Middle East and Africa continue to flood into the Western Balkans. He's invited the heads of 10 of the countries of the EU, as well as 2 non-EU members, Macedonia and Serbia. The leader of Republic of Congo's opposition, Congolese Movement for Democracy and Integral Development, says opposition and civil society groups are meeting with envoys of the U.S. and the European Union to talk about Sunday's planned constitutional referendum, expected to extend the role of President Denis Sassou Nguesso. There were more protests in the streets of the capital, Brazzaville, Wednesday. On Tuesday, police fired on protesters, killing 4. Mr. Sassou Nguesso, who has called for the vote, has been in office for 31 of the past 36 years. Sudan Wednesday began releasing rations destined for international peacekeepers serving in Darfur. That's been blocked for weeks in Port Sudan. Last week, the UN accused Khartoum of withholding supplies for the UN African Union mission known as UNAMID, making it difficult for the 20,000-member force to do its job. A Scottish nurse who contracted Ebola while in Sierra Leone and suffered a relapse has now been diagnosed with meningitis. 39-year-old Pauline Kafferke is recovering at a London hospital and is said to be responding well to treatment. She was listed as critical condition just last week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.